That I have a recording of Debbie and I singing that with my dad playing the drums. And when you think about that song, there's so much in it that some people may think, well, I don't have much to give. But every one of us do have something to give, even if we think it's small. And so today, when the Lord was speaking to me about wrapping gifts to give, it's a pretty intricate message, because how we present something to somebody really makes a difference in how they receive. So as we go through this message, it's important to think about how God wants to use you in this day. Let me just turn my phone off to silent. Okay. So the title of today's message is called Wrapping Gifts to Give. How many of you like to wrap gifts? Some of you like to wrap, and some of you don't like to wrap, maybe. But it's really important as a believer that we understand how to wrap a gift. Because when it comes to Christmas giving, it's important, because how you wrap a gift and how you present the gift, think about that present, how you present it to someone really determines how well they receive it. And why? Because when you are giving a gift to somebody to receive, you want their heart open to receive. Now, if I sat and we talked about, have you ever brought the gospel to somebody? Have you ever presented the gospel to somebody, and how did they receive it? Or you might say, well, I never really have presented the gospel because I don't really know how to. Or maybe I did talk about Jesus once and they just didn't receive it very well. So I think today's message is going to give you a little bit of insight. And I think a lot of my background that God has used me in has helped me to understand how to present things to people in a way that they want to receive something. Because we want to prepare people to receive the gift. So when you present something to somebody, they're either curious to know, or they're humble enough to want to ask you questions. So as we go through this message, you may have people go through your mind, whether you're close family members, or maybe a neighbor, or somebody you were out and about and just had this desire, but you didn't really know what to do with it. So how many of you have ever had someone give you a gift and you had no idea what it was or why it was given to you? Anybody ever had somebody give you something? Maybe you opened it and you're like, why did they give me that? Or maybe you assumed it was given to you because you lacked something that you really needed, and therefore it kind of touched an insecurity in you. Anybody ever had a gift like that? I mean, think about all the years that you and I have received gifts from people, and you might think, what was their thinking behind giving me that gift? And I believe this is really important, because I don't believe a lot of believers have had a lot of training in how to present the gospel to people, because you cannot present the gospel to every person the same way. Just because you don't know how they've been presented the gospel before, and you don't know how much they know. And this is why when God sends laborers into the harvest field, he knows exactly who to send. This is why we never want to send ourselves into a situation and assume we're supposed to say this or that. It all comes out of a living relationship with the Lord. And so many times as we live with the Holy Spirit like this, we may be surprised how he opens an opportunity for us. And then once we get to know the person a little bit, or after we say certain things that we're inspired to say, they say something back that helps us understand, oh, that's why I was to say that way, or ask that question. And everybody has to have a starting point in this. I want you to raise your hand if you've ever actually led someone to the Lord. Okay. All right, so some of you have never really led somebody to the Lord, or led them to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Anybody ever done that? Okay. Well, all of my years in the business industry, and beauty care, I want you to think about what I did, or what I still do. I had to learn how to approach people who needed help changing. How many people are in a field where they need to help people to change? Now, when you're raising children, pretty much they're an empty slate. So you're basically pouring into them things that they've never heard before or learned before, but many times there's no conflict in them because they don't have anything already set in place. But as a laborer in the body of Christ, bringing people into the kingdom of God, you have to understand how to work with them. And I believe that my background has served me well, because it's helped me to understand how to take somebody that I remember this one person that used to do their eyebrows, and it looked like a check mark. They just didn't understand how it appeared when you looked at their face. And yet they'd have people in their family mock them in what they should be doing. So first of all, they were offending them. So do you think they wanted to change? You know, they were too busy on an offensive place being offended. And so when I began to explain to them, not in a derogatory way, but in a visual way, how the eye was looking at them and how we could better soften the look so that they looked their best, they were able to take the counsel. And so I really believe that in this message, the Holy Spirit wants to begin to work in the laborers. I do believe this is what's been going on all these months that we've had such intensive times, is to prepare the laborers to go into the harvest field and begin to work with people's hearts in planting. I know there are specific people that he has had me do specific things for to prepare their heart to hear more of the things of God. I'm very aware of it. I'm not blatantly telling the person. I'm just very aware that right now I am preparing the soil of the person's heart. Now, maybe you've never thought about that, but even if it's your own children or somebody that you've known for a long time, many times there has to be some preparation, just like a garden, for you to plant certain things within somebody that they won't just throw it away. So it was a joy for me to learn the way to love people. It really was a joy for me because honestly, I didn't really grow up with those skills. But when I realized that you can learn abilities and be able to use those abilities, the purpose of us even being here was to further the kingdom of God. Most people don't think about that, but that's the reason we were brought to earth, was to replenish the earth, but also bring many into the kingdom of God as we come into the kingdom of God. So when you're wrapping gifts, and maybe some of you have been wrapping gifts, or maybe you're going to be wrapping some gifts, it's not just about covering a gift with paper. I should think about that. It's about going even a step further when you're wrapping a gift. And for the recipient, it's about creating an anticipation for the person that you're going to give something to, and an excitement for them to actually want to discover what's inside. So maybe you'll think about presenting the gospel to people differently instead of, oh, I don't want to tell somebody they're going to hell. Trust me, there's very few that that's the way I present the gospel to them, because they may not even believe there is a hell. But we do have to wrap certain understandings around them to want to know. And so think about this. What is the way that God wants to use you, each one of you, and myself, to begin to create an anticipation or an excitement in somebody in this day about eternity? So when we approach people with the gospel, we need to have a gentle excitement. Now, every person has different levels of just what their personality is like. Some people are very kicked back. Some people can be very excited. But when you present the gospel, you have to have a gentle excitement, because you may be so excited about your relationship with the Lord, but you've got to convey that to a person that maybe has never been presented the gospel in a way that draws them. So, we know, all of us know the story of the wise men and how they followed the star, and I'm looking forward to looking for the star. Y'all are looking forward to looking up in the sky for the star. But it says that they stopped in Jerusalem where they met King Herod, and they consulted with his chief priests and scribes to learn where this new king would be found. But did you ever think about why the wise men wrapped the gifts that they brought to baby Jesus? Did you ever think about it? Why did they enclose their gold and frankincense and myrrh in small treasure chests? I really believe, as I was kind of doing a little bit of research, that this may be where we get our association with gift wrapping at Christmas time. Anticipation. Even though it's done, as we see, in so many different holidays, birthdays, you know, all kinds of holidays. So I want you to think about the way you present things to people. Because when you learn certain skills and abilities in God, in the way you present, you can learn this with the help of the Holy Spirit in presenting anything that somebody needs that they don't realize that they need. Think about the word present. We also get the word present, if you think about it. And when you think about to present something like the gospel, you're bringing something into the presence of another person to introduce them to something. And eternal life is a gift. So instead of just looking at it as, okay, I got to preach the gospel, you're actually presenting a gift to somebody, eternal life. I don't know, have you all ever really thought about that? That when you're preaching the gospel, when you're telling about the things of God, that you're actually giving them a gift? And what gift do you want someone to want? Don't you want people to want eternal life? In all my years, like I said, in business, I had to learn how to present things to people to get them to really want. And there, I remember one of my first opportunities to present taking care of yourself. I was in a family situation. And one of the family members wasn't one that really did much to their skin. But for some reason, the way I presented it to them, they wanted everything I had to sell. And I said, and I remember it was an aunt on John's side. I said, but Aunt Carol, you don't use that. She goes, I want it all. I thought, I wonder what I did that made her want everything. Something in the gift made her want to have everything that the gift had to offer. Did you ever think about that? When you're presenting the gospel to people, you're going to free people from sometimes years of condemnation and shame. Have you ever thought about that? When you bring the gospel, because we've all sinned and fallen short. So every person that we present the gospel to, except for probably little teeny little ones, that don't even know what sin is, and they're just in those beginning places, they're a little more soft. But once somebody learns, like they get into the adolescent teen years, and they learn what they've done that's wrong, in other words, the fig leaf has fallen off, we say, and they understand, oh my gosh, that was wrong. And so even reaching the age group of the adolescent, upper adolescent and teens is really a tender work. Now, I've worked with the babies in church. I've worked with the toddlers. I worked with the teens. I've worked with young adults. I've worked with every age group, when you think about it. And then when I did the volunteer work I did over at the retirement home in Downey, and I would bring the gospel in a whole different way. You know what I was dealing with there? I was dealing with people that had gone through their whole life and felt like they had not accomplished anything. How would you like to deal with that group? But the way he had me present it to them was to share some of the things that they did do. In other words, not what they didn't get done, but what did they do that they could pass on to the next generation. And I think God's creation in people is so amazing. I just love people. I hope you love people. And if you don't love people, let the Holy Spirit help you to understand why. Because many times it's because we really don't understand how to look at people and where they are right now in life. And when we can see it through God's eyes, then we can present things to them. I had somebody call not too long ago, and they said, Lisa, I love talking to you because, and I realized, because I don't bring any condemnation to this person. I will tell them the truth, but I just don't condemn them. A lot of times, someone in a position like myself may know a lot about a person. All the things that most people wouldn't know. But you know what? I do not judge people that way because it's not going to help me get them to move forward. And I'm not the judge, right? We're not the judges. We're the ambassadors. I want you to think about yourself today that you are here as an ambassador. Now, when an ambassador goes into another country, they go to establish some kind of mutual agreement so that they can work together, right? And I think about my friend whose husband was an ambassador and took her as his wife into these third world countries, and especially when they were in Iran. And she had opportunities with the wives of ambassadors around the world and how God used her to speak into their lives. It was different than when she was in Lebanon because she actually, when her husband was stationed there, she actually established a church there, which the arena of Iran, she couldn't really do that. So see, she had to learn how can I be all things to all men that I could win them. She had to know what she had to work with. It's kind of like ingredients. And I believe the Holy Spirit is going to begin to visit each one of you, even in dreams, visions, just thoughts. And, oh, this is a seed I could plant in this person's heart. This is something that I could give them, maybe something to read. A lot of times when you want to get somebody to understand something, sometimes a little book just to plant the seed is good and not a big book. Many times people, unless they're avid readers, they just won't. And sometimes, like when I was a young believer and I was in the stall of a restroom at a restaurant and somebody had stuck a track on the toilet paper, that track, I don't know who did that, but I believe they're going to get rewarded because that track they left there really touched my heart. Anybody ever had that happen where somebody had a track that they gave you, or it was you happened to be a recipient of it? We used to say in business that you can wrap criticism within layers of praise. Now, why would it benefit to wrap it that way? I want you to think about this, because I think some of you, this is really going to help you in your ability not just to preach the gospel, but to communicate with people. It's because the purpose of criticism is not to demean someone, but to perfect them. We get the word critique, right? Have you ever had something that you were doing and your leader was critiquing you? Maybe you were in, I was in a speech class in college, and they would film us giving our speech, and then they would critique us. It wasn't to criticize us and demean us, but to critique how we presented ourselves. And the Holy Spirit wants to be able to critique us or use a leader to help critique us so that we can be more effective in reaching people. And first and foremost, you have to remember that you're a gift. Each one of you are a gift. Do you realize that? Rich, you're a gift. You're a gift to a certain type of people, more so than other people. Patty, you're a gift. Now, how does that make you feel? You're a gift. Now, you may carry gifts. Debbie, you are a gift. Larry, you are a gift. See, I know you all pretty well, and so I understand you all are very unique. Maureen, you are a gift. Terry, you are a gift. And a lot of times we don't realize somebody is a gift until we really get to know them. Louise, you are a gift. It's good to know this. Irene, you are a gift. I know you can't respond to me with head nods when I can't see you, but that's okay. John, you are a gift. And Julene and Roger, you are a gift. And anyone that listens to this message, you are a gift. I want you to just really think about that. You are a gift. Now, you may have things to give to somebody through yourself, like the gospel, but you are the gift. And within you, each one of you, are myriads of gifts from God that he wants to develop and use to draw mankind to be saved. I think a lot of people don't even consider preaching the gospel because they don't see the uniqueness of the way God wants to use them. So this is God's assignment for each one of you, to seek the Lord, to show you the way he wants to use you to further the kingdom of God with people. Now, I know some people are givers, and that definitely is one way, but I'm talking about you personally bringing the gospel to someone in whatever way that may be. Do not compare yourselves to other people because each person is unique. I was listening to it was actually a recording I did of Marilyn Gabriel. And it was when she came back from Italy, and they were sharing their testimony of how God used them in every group in a completely unique way, and how they were to speak to people. So I don't really know what every single one of you have been presented and how you bring the gospel to people, but the most important thing to know is that God will use you the way he wants to use you, your part is just to be moldable and let him use you. Now, when I was first starting to be used in bringing the gospel to people, he was using it in my training years in sales. And how to go up to somebody I never knew before and present what I was doing in business. And the most fascinating thing happened to me when I got into the Mary Kay business. Because when I went out and the Holy Spirit was working with me, I remember when the Holy Spirit took me out one day, he opened my eyes, okay? He opened the eyes of my understanding, and I was looking around and I said, oh my gosh, there's skin every place. What was my business? It was all about taking care of the skin. So instead of where am I going to get the business, he was opening my eyes to there are people everywhere. Just be open to my leadings. It's the same with presenting the gospel. There are people every place. And I just pray that your hearts be open, that he can use you the way he wants to use you in the most unique ways. Now, you might think, how would paying for that person's groceries open the door? You might have no idea what they're struggling with. Even letting somebody in front of you in line. You may have no idea initially until the Holy Spirit shows you, you just opened the door for me by what your actions just did. And so I'm finding that even in this day, he's having me do specific things, and it's opening the door for me to present a little more of the things of God to people that I've never really talked in depth, or it's been years since I've talked in depth with people. So I want you to just say out loud, wherever you are, I am a gift from God to bring the gospel to people. I am a gift. Now, I know Julene was saying, did you record the prayer you prayed? No, I didn't. I'm sorry I didn't, because it was a great prayer. But it's good to sometimes record getting revelations from the Lord and going back and listening to those revelations. But one thing that I am hearing the Holy Spirit say is it's really important that our mouths in this day be speaking what God is wanting spoken. There's plenty of other stuff going on, but we need to be allowing him to create whole new opportunities by us speaking. Just say this, I have favor with God and with man. I have favor with God and with man. I have favor with my family. Why? Because he's positioned you in a place to have favor. And God can take areas of disfavor and turn them around, but the steering wheel that turns them around is your tongue. And so what we say is so important. The way that we're going to create whole new opportunities is understanding, and then the steering wheel of the ship, our tongue, the rudder that's going to move things. We also need to realize that we are gifts to each other. I think in our ministry that we realize that many of us have gone many places with each other, maybe some more so with some people than others, and we've seen the gift that each one of us are. But gifts can keep on giving. As we grow and increase in the things of God, as we're listening to all these messages and we're increasing in our understanding, God is actually expanding our gifts so that we can use them even more effectively. I want you to think about a gift of grace. Since we are a gift, we are a gift of God's ability. Every one of us have a measure of God's ability in us and a measure of his love to bring salvation to people. I think it's pretty exciting. I want you to say this out of your mouth. I am with God, and God is with me. I am with God, and God is with me. We are watching another Star Wars, and this latest one brought another ding, ding, ding revelation about something to me. And one of the things that one of the actors said in the movie was, I'm one with the Force, and the Force is with me. Now, faith is a force. It's an actual substance. It's a substance of things the Bible says, and who knows what that is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And so we want to be one with the force of faith that is in God. And part of the beginning stages of that is to begin to say that over ourselves. And I realized when at our last service, when I was speaking and I was asking you all to speak with me, though I couldn't hear you, I felt in my spirit the force of faith increasing as we became united in speaking the words. It was powerful. And so I encourage you all to speak words of faith every single day. Ask the Lord to show you what words of faith do I need to be speaking. Today is the day to wrap people. Do you hear what I said? Today is the day to wrap people. You ever seen a human being be wrapped? A lot of people will say, oh, that would you just, you know, pray for me? Well, what do you think you're doing when you're praying for somebody? You're actually wrapping them in the presence of God. Selah. So like a gift is wrapped to fit the gift, when we wrap people in prayer, we're actually wrapping them to be the gift they were meant to be. If somebody is a lost soul, they need to be wrapped with prayer that their heart is open to receive the gospel because they were brought here to know God. And to know what he has for them. So ask yourself this question. What gifts do you see in yourself? What gifts do you see in yourself? Now, the Bible talks about a lot of different kinds of gifts. It talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. But what gifts do you see in yourself? We need to know ourselves. We need to know what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are, that maybe they're a weakness now, but what we need to be developing. Because if I was to sit down with every single one of you and maybe talk about your families, talk about people that you really love that you want to see come into the kingdom, and what do you see your part is, maybe you've never thought about it. But I believe the Holy Spirit, as he prepares laborers to go into the harvest field, wants to prepare the laborers to go. The Bible talks many times about showing us things to come. Well, I do believe he is showing us that he is preparing us to bring the gospel in new areas and ways that we have never done it before. And that's pretty exciting. God has a purpose for all mankind. But I would say 90% of people do not know that. You ever thought about it? Most people don't know he has a purpose for them. But the devil has a plan too. I just want to encourage you all, don't get distracted in this day by evil plots. But be consumed with the Holy Spirit. I was watching Rogue One, part of the Star Wars. How many of you have seen Rogue One? Okay, maybe it's been a while. But one part of the movie intrigued me, because I never really heard it before. The woman whose father was taken, and he was taken by, I'll say, the dark side, to create a system. Do you remember who I'm talking about? And she wanted to see her father. And she did get to see her father. But one thing I hadn't really heard when I had seen it before was when he was shot and he was just at the point of death, he shared with her that he had built the system that they had brought him on board to build, to take over. He built it with a very intricate work to self-destruct itself. But they didn't know it. So his gift, though they thought, the dark side thought, it was going to be used to further their plans, he helped his daughter to know he had redeemed himself, that he hadn't given over to the dark side, that he used it to take down the dark side. And I believe we're living in a day that many people need to be redeemed. Redeemed from whatever they have done that has not been furthering the kingdom of God. And I love the song, "For I Know That My Redeemer Lives." And we're here to bring redemption. People into redemption. I just really encourage you all to think deeply about souls in this day and the way that God wants to use you. And don't despise small beginnings with maybe just little teeny things that you're wrapping up, little things that you may be doing for people. Do them with the Holy Spirit and do them prayerfully with the Holy Spirit. As you give anything that the Holy Spirit has guided you to give it to the Lord as you give the gift away with the prayer that he can use this gift to open an opportunity for you to further the kingdom in this person's life. So, Father, we bring the people that you want to use in our lives in this day. Those souls that you want to use us to bring redemption to, those souls that you want to use us to bring levels of understanding to, those souls that you want to bring opportunities for them to bring the kingdom of God into their own personal lives and their families' lives. And Lord, we offer ourselves as your gifts in this day that you want to use to help unwrap the gift of just the creation of mankind that is so valuable to you. Those that you want to send us to reveal to them that before the foundation of the world, God knew them and desires to have a communing relationship with them. Lord, we thank you for souls. Just say this with me. We thank you for souls, for our inheritance. We thank you for the souls of our family. I want you all to be saying these prayers with me, because some of you may have never really said these prayers for your families. But it's good for it to become flesh and bones to you. Lord, we thank you for opening opportunities for us to bring the good news to our sons, to our daughters. I want you to say this out of your own mouths, my friends. Don't just have me praying it. To our grandchildren, to our neighbors, to those that you send us in the highways and byways of life. And Lord, we offer ourselves to you today as your gifts. Your gifts to bring eternity into people's hearts. And Lord, I ask that you would help each person that will listen to this message, that is listening to this message. You would help them to unwrap their own understanding of how you want to use them. I ask that you would visit them in the night seasons. You would begin to reveal the preciousness of their own life that you brought here, and the inner workings that you're doing within them, so that you can use them the way you have eternally desired to use them. I ask also, Father, that desires would come into the hearts of the people in this ministry and those that will listen to this message for more of you, more of the understandings in certain areas that you know they need to have. More of the desire, Lord, of taking the time with you to really discuss spiritual matters. That the words of life that they've been gaining through ministers would come into a personal conversation with you. And I thank you for answering their questions with clarity. I also, Father, pray that the gifts of your Holy Spirit that bring your power into situations would first increase by desire in their hearts, the word of knowledge, that they would be passionate to know what they need to know in this day from you yourself. That they would desire the word of wisdom, that elaborate way that you completely unfold the way to present the gospel to people. That they would desire the gifts of healing, and that they would be involved in actually bringing and presenting the gifts of healing to a person that actually brings healing to that person. I pray that, Lord, that they would desire the working of miracles, and that you would bring them into these situations with great faith, that gift of faith that helps to bring forth the miracles that will be needed. I thank you for the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues, Lord, that will come, that will help steer and guide their understanding of the new ways and the new things that you want to present to them. And Lord, the best gifts would be desired by each and every person in this ministry and those that will listen to these messages. The best gifts. And as we lie down and sleep, Lord, we give you the opportunity to visit us, to speak to us, to work with us, to be prepared for the greatest harvest that we have ever seen come on this earth. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the gifts. We thank you for your words of life, and most of all, for your saving grace. Lord, I ask that you would encourage your people in this day. Bring great courage to step into these first opportunities with people that they have never stepped into, and that you would help them. Yes, Lord. If it's bringing a track into somebody's life, if it's speaking life into their life, whatever it is, I ask that whatever first opportunities you want to give to each and every person in this ministry, that they would come upon them right now, and that you would begin to work in them a greater desire to work with you in bringing the gospel to mankind. Lord, I ask that if some of them need to give Bibles to somebody, that you would just put that upon their heart and you would show them where these gifts need to go. If it's sending a message to somebody, that you would just show them to send this specific message to this specific person. And so I thank you for your specifics in this day, just as you specifically brought Jesus to earth, that you are specifically doing things within each and every one of us and your people in this day to advance your kingdom for your glory. And Lord, as we enter this time, as we look at the star tomorrow, as we wake up on Christmas morning, Lord, I ask that you would visit each one of us with what we specifically need to hear from you. And we thank you first and foremost for coming to earth for us, for our salvation. And now, Lord, we offer the gifts of our life back to you and commit ourselves afresh to you. I just pray right now that each one of you will verbally commit yourself afresh to the Lord as his gifts on this earth to use the way he wants to use you in this day. And we need to be humble enough to understand we don't know everything in advance. So we just have to humbly say, here I am. Use me the way you want to use me, at the highest level that you want to use me. And Lord, I ask that you would go before each one of us and you would prepare the hearts of the souls that you're going to send each one of us to, preparing their heart to be open, preparing their heart to receive what you're going to speak through us to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, everything God does is on purpose. When I think about my own life and my ordained work that I'm doing, one of the things that I remember in the prophecy was that it was before the foundation of the world that call had already been there. Do you realize that for every single one of you? Before the foundation of the world, every one of you have an ordained call. And we all need to be seeking Him on what that looks like in this hour in history. I know what He's doing in me. I know what He's doing in me, but we all need to know what He is doing in us so that we can work with Him in this day and be a part of the greatest move of God we've ever seen on this earth. Amen.